You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we? Did you hope? Well, I hope you did. At any rate, have a wonderful Christmas. Wasn't it lovely? It was summer as well, wasn't it? Anyway, it's gone. We're making our way to the new year. Normally, this time of the year, I take some time off, disappear, relax, hibernate. But since I had a good holiday joining in, we're having another one next year. I thought, right, let's do something different, shall we, between Christmas and New Year. And I've set myself a little bit of a challenge this week because I've got 5 tracks lined up, and the rest I'm going to go back to my early days when you had to work quickly and on the fly. So I'm going to have to find tracks, track them up, and find information and see how we go. And what we're going to do is a different year each day of the week. Today is Tuesday. We're going to do the 1960s, 70s tomorrow, 80s on Thursday, 90s on Friday. And what I have is I have a list of the number one songs over the decades in the UK. All right? So we're going to see how we get on with that. It's going to be a bit of a laugh, really. Right, I tell you what, we're going to start with this one. We're going to start, in natural fact, with the oldest one. We're going to go back to 1960, and we're going to go back to December. But in actual fact, this song, which was called What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For? Well, it was originally a song from, it was from a Broadway production called Follow Me, written by Joseph McCarthy, Howard Johnson, and James V. Monaco. But the hit we're talking about was, as I said, December, in actual fact. This became a UK hit in 1959 when the doo-wop version was recorded by Emil Ford and the Checkmates as the B-side of their single, Don't Tell Me Your Troubles. Well, this B-side became more popular, topped the charts for 6 weeks over the Christmas and New Year of 1959 and 1960, retained the number one position for the first 3 weeks of 1960. I said, yes, that is Emil Ford and the Checkmates. And what do you want to make those eyes at me for? Right, well, I tell you what, that, as I said, that was 6 weeks in the UK charts, and over the decade, it was the 94th song. Now, there was another song, it was originally released in 1959, it was by Frankie Avalon, and it was a song which was called, just simply, Why? Well, he did very well, Billboard Hot 100 chart published on the week of December the 28th, the 60th, 59, it was Avalon's second and final number one hit. It was a hit in the UK as well, but it wasn't by Frankie Avalon. It was a hit in the UK, became number one on the 5th of February, and it was by Anthony Newley.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you. I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me. No broken hearts for us, 'cause we love each other. And with our faith and trust, there could be no other. Why? 'Cause I love you. Why? Awfully sweet. Why? Because I love you. You say I'm your special treat. Why? Because you love me. We found a perfect love. Yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you. Because you love me. We found a perfect love. Yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me. I love you and you love me. We'll love each other, dear, forever.
There it goes, Anthony Newley and Why. And that was became a number one. That was on the 5th of February of 1960. Adam Faith and Poor Me on the Parlophone label. He became the number one song with Poor Me. That was the 3rd of March. And Johnny Preston, this is one I always remember. The reason for that is I remember I was at boarding school. I'd not long been sent to boarding school with that one in 1960. Of course, as kids, we thought this song was rather hilarious. Became a number one hit in the UK on the 17th of March in 1960 and stayed at the top of the charts for 1 week.
On the bank of the river stood running bare, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was of her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribe fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running bear, love little white dove, couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there dove with a love bigger than sky. Running bear, love the white dove with a love that couldn't die. Running bear, dove in the water, little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die.
Yes, and there we go. Johnny Preston and Running Bear. Always gave us a chuckle, that one. And that was, in fact, it was in the charts for 2 weeks. 17th of March was the first week it appeared in the charts. That was followed by Lonnie Donegan's My Old Man's a Dustman, and another one by Anthony Newley, Do You Mind? And that takes us up to April. The Everly Brothers and Kathy's Clown, that was the number one hit, started its run of 7 weeks on the 5th of May in 1960. And then we had Eddie Cochran, Three Steps to Heaven, and that was a number one hit in the UK on the 23rd of June in 1960.
Now there three steps to heaven. Are three steps to heaven. Just listen, and you will plainly see. And as life travels on, and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three. Step one, you find a girl you love. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. The formula for heaven's very simple. Just follow the rules and you will see. And as life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three. Step one, you find a girlhood. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. Just follow steps one, two, and three.
Go, yes, the number one hit in the UK for Eddie Cochran there, and Three Steps to Heaven. That was on the 23rd of June, there for 2 weeks as well. Now, we had our own version of Elvis Presley, of course, over in the UK, didn't we? Yes, we did. Cliff Richard and the Shadows. And we're going to take one of those now. This became a number one hit for Cliff Richard over in the UK. It entered the charts on the 11th of August in 1960, and it stayed there for 2 weeks. This one, Please Don't Tease, and that was recorded in March. Released as a single, and the song became their third on the UK singles chart, their third number one on the UK single chart, and it stayed there for 3 weeks. Cliff Richard, Please don't tease.
You tell me that you love me, baby, then you say you don't. You tell me that you'll come on over, then you say you won't. You love me like a hurricane, then you start to freeze. I give it to you straight right now, please don't tease. You come right out and tell me you're out with someone new. You play it all so doggone cool, I don't know what to do. You never seem to answer me, you just don't hear my pleas. I'll give it to you one more time, please don't tease. Oh, please don't tease me. You know it hurts so much, come on and squeeze me. You know I need your tender touch, but you tell me that you love me, baby, then you say you don't. You tell me that you'll come on over, then you say you won't. You love me like a hurricane, then you start to freeze. I give it to you straight right now, please.
So that's Mr. Clifford, please don't tease, 1960. Now, was it or was it not an embarrassment for him? Because Cliff Richard and the Shadows got to number one on 11th of August in 1960, and that was a 2-week run. But was it embarrassing when his group, backing group there, the Shadows, when they became number one the week after Cliff Richard, in other words, they knocked him off the top the week after he finished, and they stayed there for 5 weeks with this one. And that was it. Yes, a 5-week run for Apache by the Shadows without her. Without Cliff. Following on from that, that was a 5-week run. 3rd-week run for our next one. That was Ricky Valance and Tell Laura I Love Her.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. His car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die." Now in the chapel, while Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away, it was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she can hear him cry, "Tell Laura I love her.
Your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Tonight, tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love. and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me. Let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow. Now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
It's now or never.
I always like the way they finish those songs with cha-cha-cha. That's it, Elvis Presley, and It's Now or Never. That was the number one song for 1960, the UK chart. It stayed in the charts at number one for 8 weeks. Time on The Breakfast Show, which is sort of making our way down to 27 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Quick little break, then we're going to come back with 1961.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal, ¿te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed, it is. And if you're with us this morning, a very good morning to you. Just a quick hello to Renee and Rick over there in Athens and Greece. They dropped a little line this morning. If you do drop us a little line on WhatsApp, Yasmin's probably going to answer you this morning because for some reason I've made a rod for my own back. I thought, right, what we're going to do this week is we're going to do something a little bit different. We're not going to do any news. The weather forecast is it's summer. We're going to go through different decades of music for each day of the week. We're doing the 1960s today, 1970s tomorrow, 80s on Thursday and 90s on Friday. I tell you what, I can't wait till we get to the 70s. The trouble with the tracks in the 1960s, of course, they're only a couple of minutes long. I played two in a row back there, which was, of course, Elvis Presley's number one song for 1960, because I needed to take the wife a cup of coffee. Anyway, let's start off with the first song for 1961, shall we? This got to the number one spot on the 12th of January 1961. It comes from Johnny Tillotson, and it is called Poetry in Motion. And it was a UK number one, as we mentioned, recorded amongst others by Johnny Tillotson. Tillotson's version was the most successful, and I do remember this one, Poetry in Motion.
When I see my baby, what do I see? tree in motion. She doesn't need improvements. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion, dancing close to me. A flower of devotion, a swaying gracefully. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion, all that I adore. No number nine love potion could make me love her more. Oh, 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 oh.
There we go. That is Mr. Johnny Tillerson and Poetry in Motion. And that was a number one, the first number one of 1961, 12th of January. That got to number one, stayed there for 2 weeks. And 23rd of February getting to number one, just stayed there for 1 week. That was Petula Clark and Sailor.
Träume, denk nicht an zu Haus. Seemann, Wind und Welle rufen dich hinaus.
Your home is the deep blue sea. Your ship is your love. And the stars are your best friends. And though you find your thrills in the places far away from me, just remember, I am always waiting when your journey ends.
Deine Freunde sind die Sterne über Rio und Shanghai, über Bali und Hawaii. Deine Liebe ist ein Schiff, deine Sehnsucht ist die Ferne.
That lovely Petula Clark there, and that was Sailor. Right, moving on from Pat Clark, we're going to go to the number one on the 4th of May in 1961. Stayed there for 2 weeks. It was by the Marcells, and it was called Blue Moon. There we go with a bit of doo-wop there. Not that I remember them, of course. And by the way, that, to say 4th of May, a number one spot in the UK for 2 weeks. Now, even in the 1960s, we had retro. We had a band made, called themselves the Temperance Seven. And they became a number one hit on the 25th of May over in the UK with this, You're Driving Me Crazy.
Sad and lonely, why did you leave me lonely? 'Cause here's a heart that's only for nobody but you. I'm burning like a flame, dear. I'll never be the same, dear. I'll always place the blame, dear, on nobody but you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Oh, what did I do? My tears for you make everything easy. Clouding a sky of how true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew that you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. You, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
The number one spot on the UK charts on the 20th of July 1961. And while they were doing that, while they were sitting there enjoying that, what were, what was Dale Shannon doing? He was running away. Oh, run away, that's what this one's called. That's Dale Shannon and Runaway. Now moving on, we're going to go on to October, 19th of October 1961. Stayed there for 3 weeks. That's when it got to number one. And it was Walking Back to Happiness. And that's from Helen Shapiro.
But it's true what loneliness can do since I've been away. I have loved you more each day, walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah. Said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah. I never knew I'd miss you. Now I know what I must do.
bed with you. I'm making up for things I said. Oppa, oh yeah, yeah. And mistakes to which they led. Oppa, oh yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have gone away, so I'm coming back today. I'm walking back to happiness I threw away.
Julia Clark, and I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a leap forward. We're going to take a leap forward to 1964. That's when the music really started to change. We had things like pirate radio stations. I tell you what, I was listening to a very good interview yesterday with Tony Blackburn. He's still a DJ there over in the UK on Radio 2. He was talking all about his experiences with the pirate radios. He started on Caroline, ended up on Radio London, and with the likes of Kenny Everett. That's when music was starting to change, the British invasion, and the first number one, that was on the 16th of January, stayed there for 2 weeks. It was from the Dave Clark Five, and it was called Glad All Over. There we go. Yes, the first one. First number one for 1964. That's the Dave Clark Five. And Glad All Over. I tell you what, 1964, we're in right now. And that was the year I was 15 years of age. Can you imagine being 15 with great music like this around? And in April, number one song for the year. It was released on the 2nd of, well, it's number one on the 2nd of April, 1964. It was the Beatles, of course, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
And I tell you what, I was 15 and I was proudly wearing my Beatle jacket. It was sort of like a jacket with a round top with no lapels or anything on it. The Beatles there, they were on the number one spot for 3 weeks, starting on the 2nd of April in 1964. The one that knocked them off the top of the charts on the 23rd of April was Peter and Gordon.
Please lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out a tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I lose. So baby, until then, lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. And in a while, I will see my my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Yes, indeed, A World Without Love from Peter and Gordon. And that got to the number one spot, 23rd of April 1964. My next one is the one that bumped Peter and Gordon off the top of the charts. It's called Don't Throw Your Love Away. It's a song written by Billy Jackson and Jimmy Warner that was originally released in 1963 by the Orions. And it was the B-side to Bon Devoir. Peaked at number 55 in the US charts for them, but in 1964, the version by The Searchers, that topped the charts for 2 weeks on the 7th of May. For The Searchers on the Pi Record label. And Don't Throw Your Love Away, 7th of May, 2 week run at number one. But I tell you what, at number one on the 25th of June in 1964, Roy Orbison said it's over, but he was wrong. He was just starting his 2 week run at number one.
Your baby doesn't love you any. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, and falling stars that seem to dry.
To know she's.
to weep than say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting suns before they fall. Echo to you, that's all, that's all. But you'll see lonely sunsets after all.
What a voice. So Roy Orbison and It's Over. The next one is the one that, actual fact, knocked up Roy Orbison off the number one position. Roy Orbison had been there for 2 weeks. And this one, The House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. I always thought that it was ahead of its time. But it got to the number one in the UK on the 9th of July 1964. And it stayed there for 1 week.
House of the Rising Sun.
what? I'm worn out. And I'll tell you what, let's say good morning. Good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
How are you this morning?
Hey.
I sound worn out. I mean, you had to be young to play at this rate, didn't you? In fact, that one, the one we just played, House of the Rising Sun, that was unusual for the time because it was about 4.5 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but great song. Still is popular, being covered by a lot of people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, how was your Christmas, I want to know?
Well, it was nice. We went to visit the new house of my niece.
Oh, right.
And we were there for the first time. It was a very nice place. It's kind of on top of a little hill. So it was windy.
Oh, nice,
The day was beautiful. It's a beautiful house with a good backyard. So we really enjoyed there.
Oh,
it was so nice.
Oh, good. And just so everybody knows, because people were saying, where's the news?
Where what?
The news.
Oh, okay.
No, there is none. This week, I mean, I'm still on vacation, really. I thought I'd take it easy, but I'm not, am I? but yeah, what we're doing today, if you just tuned in, we're doing, aren't we? We're doing a decade each day of the week. And to go, so today, first day, we're doing 60s, some music from the 60s. 70s tomorrow, which will be nice because the tracks will be a bit longer. 80s on Thursday and 90s on Friday. But what I'm doing is I'm not doing any sort of preparation for this. I'm just sort of sitting down. I've got a list of, we're going to be working off the UK number one hits for those decades. And that's what we're working through this morning. So we're going to be doing that for the next 4 days. No weather report, nothing. Weather report is simple, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, yes.
Summer. That's it.
It's sunny every day.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. Summer. That's your weather report.
And I can see the sun is in your neck right now.
Is it? I wonder why I'm getting a bit hot and bothered.
You need sunblock.
We need some sunblock. Anyway, if you saw what's happening us this morning, because I'm sort of so busy, because I'm finding the music as we go, I'm sort of tracking it up and sort of finding some information as well. So, if you're WhatsApping, you can chat with Yasmin this morning. You should run those. Better than chatting with me, isn't it? Yeah. We'll be back with you later, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
There we go. And time on the breakfast show. We're 10 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And as we were just saying, it's all about the 60s today. We're going to take, well, we'll do it at the bottom of the hour. We'll take a little break at the bottom of the hour this morning. And I tell you what, we're going to move on. 1964. And our next one is from Manfred Mann. Now, they got to number one in the UK in 1964 on the 13th of August. And they were there for 2 weeks. And the one they were doing it with? This one.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing,
ooh,
I did it, dum, did it, dum. Holding my hand just as natural as can be, singing,
ooh, I did it, dum, did it, dum.
We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa. Nearly every single day singing.
Ooh, I did it, dum, did it, dum.
Oh, we're so happy and
that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Go on, diddy, diddy, I mean, diddy,
well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
We ain't bells are gonna chime. Whoa, oh, 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 oh yeah.
Do what diddy, 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 dum, diddy, do.
We'll sing it.
Do what diddy, 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 dum, diddy, do.
Oh, yeah.
And there they go, Manfred Mann, and do wah diddy diddy dum diddy do, indeed. That's a great, great song. And I tell you what, we're going to take one more. We're going to take one more from 1964. In actual fact, it's going through to December of 1964 when this became a number one hit, and it was just for 1 week. It was the Rolling Stones.
The little red rooster, too late as a crow for day. I am the little red rooster, too late as a crow for day. Keep everything in the formula, upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange cat people, little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, since my little red rooster's been gone.
That's the Rolling Stones' Little Red Rooster. That was the number one, 3rd of December 64 for 1 week. Take us out of 1964 was the Beatles and I Feel Fine. But bring us in to 1965, number one on the 14th of January, was Georgie Fame. Yeah, yeah.
Every evening, when all my dishes were pursued, I took my baby. And ask her what she would do. I met some movies, but she don't seem to be that. And then she asked me, why don't I come through a flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by. Making records, this is a groovy high five. I say yeah, yeah, and that's what I say. I say yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. When she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, we gotta do that.
should you throw? It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say. I say yeah yeah. That's what I say. Yeah yeah. And turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah, yeah. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready. Those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say. I say yeah yeah. That's what I say. I say yeah yeah. That's what I say. I say yeah yeah.
Yeah yeah, and that is Georgie Fame number one on the 14th of January 1965, and it stayed there. It stayed there for just, well, not too bad, 2 weeks in actual fact. And that was followed by one that was a great relief if you're a DJ in those days, because most of the tracks, as you probably realised, were very short. This is from the Moody Blues. Go Now.
We've already said
amazing how their musical style changed over the years. That's the Moody Blues. You gotta go? You better go now.
No tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You want that love and feeling. Oh, that love. No welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something. I'd get down on my knees for you if you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day.
You've lost that loving feeling, and that was from the Writers Brothers. And yes, they got to number one on the UK charts, and that was on the 4th of February in 1965. The next one I've got for you, it's called It's Not Unusual. It's a song that was written by Les Reed and Gordon Mills, first recorded by a then unknown Tom Jones. This was after first being offered to Sandy Shaw, and he intended it as a demo for her, but when she heard it, she was so impressed with his delivery that she recommended that he sing it, and the rest is history.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not a
face your world, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, and it's not unusual. And that became a number one hit on the 11th of March in 1965 over in the United Kingdom. It just happens to have been the day of my mother's birthday as well. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 and that's Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with a difference.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más, del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber, a beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal, te invita.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbionda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom.
There we go. That's Roger Miller and King of the Road. And I tell you what about that, because it's always like we always say, isn't it, here on the Breakfast Show when we're playing music sometimes, is how they're little time capsules, aren't they? That little bit of time that we remember is all in there in that 2 minutes or so. And that one, that was the say King of the Road, that was the number one, got to number one on the 13th of May of 1965 over in the UK. It was on the Philips label. And the reason I remember that one was because it was on the 7th of May in 1965 when I joined the Royal Air Force. And it wasn't long after that, just about a week or so, when that came out. We were all singing it, you know. It was very easy to please back in those days. What was the number one song? When I say number one, I guess it's the one that was on the charts the longest, or perhaps the biggest selling. I'm not sure how they rated this, but it was by a gentleman called Ken Dodd, who was also a bit of a comedian. Can I tickle you, missus? He used to have a big feather duster and used to go... Anyway, he got to number one on the 30th of September in 1965, and he stayed there for 5 weeks.
Tears for souvenirs are all you left me. Memories of a love you never met. Can't believe you could forget me. After all those happy hours we spent together, tears have been my only consolation. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of hate. My only consolation, but tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more of happiness. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. Thank you.
That is Mr. Ken Dodd. Say, that's the longest running number one. That was in 1965. I remember in 1965, we mentioned, didn't we, Tom Jones. It's Not Unusual. That's where he got his first song. It was unknown until then. But guess what? 1966, he had the longest run on the charts. Number one in the UK. Got there on the 1st of December of 1966. And it stayed there for 7 weeks.
Looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry, and that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, a sad old portrait. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me.
And there we go. So they had a 7 week run at number one, starting on the 1st of December of 1966. But who was it that knocked him off the charts on the 19th of January, 1967? They had a 4 week run. It was these guys.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given. What's the use in trying when all you get is pain? When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Worked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
That's it. That was the first number one for the year 1967. Came from the Monkees. Four-week run for them. I tell you what, let's move forward. 13th of April, 1967. This became a number one hit. And it's a song written by C. Carson Parks. And it was originally recorded in 1966 by Parks and his wife, Gail Foote. Do you know who it is? Is it the song we're talking about? Well, it was Carson and Gail. That's the name that they worked under. A 1967 version, no? Why? Yes, you've got it. Frank Sinatra and his daughter Nancy Sinatra became a major international hit for them.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
Frank and Nancy Sinatra there, and something stupid. Now, I'm sure you'll forgive me for playing this one. It's one of my all-time favourites. This became a number one on the 8th of June in 1967. It's called A Whiter Shade of Pale by the English rock band Procol Harum. It was issued as their debut record. This is their debut single, and it was released on the 12th of May in 67. Reached number one on the UK singles chart, as I mentioned, on the 8th of June, and it stayed there for 6 weeks, without much promotion either. Reached number five over in the United States.
Skip the light, Fandango.
faces first, just go see. Turn the wider shade of fear.
Absolute classic. Another one which was way ahead of its time, if you like Procol Harum, White a Shade of Pale. That became a number one on the 8th of June in 1967 on the UK charts. As I said, it stayed there for 6 weeks. I mean, what could have possibly knocked it off after those 6 weeks?
All you need is love.
Yeah, I remember that bit. There we go. That is the Beatles there, and Love Is All You Need. I'll tell you what, my next one, it's all about Massachusetts. It's all rather cold at the moment, isn't it? It became a number one hit on the UK charts on the 11th of October in 1967. The lights went out in Massachusetts. Oops, probably have. It was, of course, the Bee Gees, written by Barry Robin and Maurice Gibb, released 67. Robin Gibb sang lead vocals on this particular song, and it would become one of his staple songs to perform during both Bee Gees concerts and his solo concerts. As well. Go, yes, that is it. That is Massachusetts, where the lights go out. Right, that was running for 4 weeks at number one. Got there on the 11th of October 1967. This one, my next one, this is Long John Baldry and Let the Heartaches Begin on Pi, on the Pi record label. Got to number one in the UK on the 22nd of November of 1967, and it stayed there for 2 weeks. And after this one, I'm going to play you the one that spent the longest time number one in the UK. After this one, from Long John Baldry.
Start to play, and every soon they say I was a fool. appetite. And they dance on the lawn till the morning light. The soft embraces that they seem to share just make me feel aware of the loneliness I try so hard to bear. So let the heartache begin. I can't help it, I can win. I've lost that girl for sure. Her tears won't help anymore. Yes, heartache begin. I just can't help it.
Engelbert Humperdinck, and I tell you what, I can't remember, he changed his name from something simple. I don't know if it was Tommy Dorsey or what, but he had a name like that, he changed it, wasn't have any success. So he changed his name to Engelbert Humperdinck, which hardly any of us could say at the time. And it went off like a rocket. And there he is. That was the biggest selling record of 1967. Engelbert Humperdinck and Release Me. Yasmin.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Good. Thanks.
I'm gonna have a lie down soon. it's good fun because we're doing quite well this morning.
Yeah, it's funny. Most of the songs, I know them because of you or of the show.
Well, because you've been working here too long. That's what it is. Yes. Don't worry, you'll get over it. what are your plans for today? Because is Ian still away?
Oh, yes, he's coming back in January.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How much did you sell him for?
So he's having fun there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, I don't know, I need to go to the movies to watch Avatar.
Yeah, me too. I was saying that to Christina. She said we'll probably try and go one evening, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's down here at the, is it Cinemax or Cinemark or one in the in the Pacific Center?
Yeah, we have to check that out.
Mm.
Because it's going to be 3 hours there. So we need time.
It's a 3 hour long movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes.
What if I fall asleep?
Yes, and I also want to watch Pinocchio.
Yeah, we watched that on Netflix over the weekend and really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. Of course, being Del Toro, it's a little bit dark, which is nice because it's very, very well done.
Yeah, he's very famous for that type of movies.
Mm. No, I
kind
think
of dark.
I yeah. think it's a great interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Everybody said that's a very good movie, Pinocchio. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but there we go. Movies this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I must check out because Avatar I want to see with 3D.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I must have 3D. Get a free pair of glasses.
Or 4D.
Hey.
4D with the movement, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about that. I suppose it would be good if they've got it in 4D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, there we are. We'll have to do some investigating today, won't we?
Exactly.
Yeah. And until I think Ingrid has left us a little message this morning.
Oh, okay.
Shall we find out?
Sure.
Okay.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I hope you all had a good Boxing Day. I have to tell you a little story. On our way back from Christmas Day, we saw, well, I should say the lawyer in the back seat said, hey, look at there. And we stopped, and it was a sloth hanging on a wire. Well, we started to freak out, thinking that sloth, if it fell down, was going to get eaten by the big bad dogs in that yard. So we started going over there and looking. I said, hey, neighbor, you need to keep your dogs in. She goes, why? I'm just sitting down for dinner. I said, well, because there's a big sloth. Oh, I know about sloths. I said, yeah, but he's crawling on the wire. So just as we were looking for the telephone number, wouldn't you know the Christmas blessing happened? The guy who does the sloth rescue drove up, and we waved him down and said, hey, we got a sloth. He's like, yeah, where? And I pointed to him. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess you do. And he pulled out this really big glove, and he put that on. He says, you know the people who live here? I said, we sure do. He says, okay, let me get in there and handle that all. And he took care of that sloth, and he took him away and hopefully either rescued him or relocated him, because you don't want him too near traffic or too near dogs. Well, as for yesterday, Boxing Day, it was a lovely day. I actually went to work, did some things there for one of the clients I have there in Coronado. But we got a bunch of bananas that we delivered to some friends who needed some bananas, so we shared those. And now we're letting our Christmas costumes dry out because they stinky from all the hard work we've been doing. Well, good morning, Juan. And now here comes my gardener, so I got to get back to work. All righty. It's Tuesday. This is the last week of the year. I got to get busy. The cook there, she's been walking and working and wandering around. She's been busy, busy girl, and she has been a great cook. Aha. All right. So, wishing you all a great day, great week, and keep that music rolling, Jerry. It's sounding great. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Mm-hmm. It's all exciting in Novi, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Hey? Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's no end to it all. Yeah. I mean, it's as if a sloth... it's not exactly quick, is it, in the living environment?
You need coffee.
Need coffee.
Like Ingrid.
No, don't give Ingrid coffee. No. Well, I tell you what, yes, we'll continue, because we're going to move now into 1968. Now, the first one that came into the charts was Georgie Fame. We played one of his earlier on. That was the Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. That reached number one in the charts on the 24th of January. That was after the Beatles with Hello Goodbye had a 7-week run from the 6th of December.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, say, Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. Then... on the 31st of January, stayed there for 2 weeks, The Love Affair. An Everlasting Love. Mm-hmm. Remember this one?
Yes,
you will do. You will do. Affair and Everlasting Love. That got to number one on the 31st of January of 1968, and it stayed there for 2 weeks. And that was knocked off by another 2 week runner. 14th of February got to number one. Comes from Manfred Mann. You ain't seen nothing like the mighty Quinn.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. The pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without. Oh,
gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
That's it. Yes, Man Pad Man and the Mighty Quinn. And that was 14th of February, ran for 2 weeks at number one, got there on the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day, of course, isn't it? Then we had a rather unusual song which came in and knocked the Mighty Quinn off the top of the charts. Came from Esther and Abby Offerim, and it was called Cinderella Rockefeller, and it stayed there, how long? 3 weeks.
Cry. I watch them grow. much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and What a Wonderful World. And that got to number one on the UK charts on the 24th of April. That was in 1968. Stayed there for 4 weeks. And by the way, the other side of that one, which was basically a double A side, was Cabaret. Now, another one I remember, it's funny, I was looking at all these sorts, I said, well, I remember a lot of these, more so than perhaps some of the others. The simple reason was this is 1968, 1969. That's when I was working as a DJ for Forces Radio Sharjah. And I tell you what, I remember playing this one a lot. This became a number one hit on the UK singles chart, 22nd of May in 1968. And it stayed there for 4 weeks. And it's called Young Girl. And it was an RIAA million-selling gold-certified single that was written, composed and produced by Jerry Fuller and performed by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, with instrumentals, by the way, instrumental backing by the members of the Wrecking Crew. Who else? Of course.
Young girl, get out of my mind. Kept the secrets of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of mind. Then I run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And though you know
Given in Union Gap and Young Girl. I tell you what, straight after them, 19th of June 1968, the Rolling Stones were back. Jumping Jack Flash. top of the charts for 2 weeks. Jumping Jack Flash, the Rolling Stones. I tell you what, the 11th of September in 1968, the Beatles got to the number one spot, but only for 2 weeks. Yet, Hey Jude was the biggest selling single of the year.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid, you were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, make it better.
There we go. That is the biggest selling single for 1968. The Beatles and Hey Jude. Now, moving into 1969, the song that became number one on the 1st of January of 1969, Obladi Oblada, but not by the Beatles. And that, in actual fact, was number one twice because it was interrupted by a week from the Scaffold, which has a little bit of a connection with the Beatles because Paul McCartney's brother was in the Scaffold, and that was Lily the Pink. And then Marmalade came back for another 2 weeks on the 15th of January. Yes, it was Marmalade, Obladi Oblada.
Obladi Oblada, la goes on.
Tell you what, the Beatles, Obladi Oblada, didn't get in the charts in 1969. Now, one of my favourite instrumentals of all times did, though. 29th of January of 1969, it became a number one hit for Fleetwood Mac. And let me just say a very big thank you to Neil. Our co-producer sent me over a nice T-shirt. Fleetwood Mac. Indeed he did. The song I'm on about was, they class them as songs, don't they? But it's an instrumental, and I believe it's one of the best instrumentals of all time. It's called Albatross. Fleetwood Mac and Albatross. 1 week at the number one position, and that was 29th of January, 1969. I tell you what, we might not have had cell phones back in those days, but it didn't stop the Move singing about Blackberry Way. Got to number one for them in February of 1969. Blackberry Way. What was that song? Samsung Blue. Didn't have any phones in those days. Right, I tell you what, moving on, we're going to look at a track which was made in the 1960s, but basically describes life in the 1960s. It got to number one on the 26th of February in 1969. It was by Peter Sarsted. It's called Where Do You Go? Where Do You Go To? My Lovely.
Talk like Marlena Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmet. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the Boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. You go to the embassy parties where you talk in Russian and Greek, and the young men who move in your circle
They hang on every word you speak, yes they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. You're in between 20 and 30, a very desirable age. Your body is firm and inviting, but you live on a glittering stage, yes you do, yes you do. Your name, it is heard in high places, you know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from. And I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside, yes you do. I know where you go to, my lovely.
It was a very successful four-week run at number one on the UK chart, starting on the 26th of February in 1969. Meanwhile, if we move forward to the 2nd of July, for 3 weeks at number one was Thunderclap Newman, and Something Is in the Air. That's it, Thunderclap, Newman, and Something in the Air. Right, that was there for 3 weeks, by the way, yes, starting on the 2nd of July. But what we're going to do is go out with the biggest selling single of the year, 1969. It came from the Archies. It's called Sugar Sugar, and it was in the charts for 8 weeks.
Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar, of loving you. I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Got a sweet tooth, that one's for you. The biggest selling single of 1969, Sugar Sugar from the Archies. Well, yes, that's about it then.
Mm-hmm.
You did all right.
That was quick.
It's all right where you're sitting. Never worked so hard in my life. Because we just sort of started off with a blank page, blank sheet. We just had a list of the songs, and then we rummaged through to see, because there's so many, of course,
mm-hmm.
in 10 years.
Yeah.
So we chose just some of those. They're all number one hits in the UK in the 1960s. Tomorrow, yes, we're going to look at the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Number ones on the UK charts in the 1970s, 1980s on Thursday, 1990s on Friday.
Very nice.
Yeah, the six, I don't know anything about 2000.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for everything. And Yes has been doing most of our WhatsApp today as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll no doubt be doing that tomorrow. So if you want to chat with Yes, you can have a little chat with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, yes, see you tomorrow.
Take care.
Bye. And big thanks also this morning go out to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. Ingrid McCartney, as always, my co-producer, Neil Danby. Boys and girls, a group of grad who get us up and running. And as always, of course, you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. I hope you've enjoyed our little look at the 1960s today. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be looking at the number one hit singles in the UK in the decade of the 1970s. So do be sure to join us, all right? So it's all sort of fairly quiet, I think, today in the city. It will be most of this week. But anyway, whatever it is you're going to be doing today, and especially if you're behind the wheel of a car, because you might be moving, please, please, please do it carefully. What do I want to be doing at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.